Something, Kaylee. Come on. Okay. So we had that one question.
Yes. Sometimes devotees experience that in periods devotional life is going well, and at other times they are just not doing anything really devotional. And does it add up, or every time when devotional life is kind of faltering, will it just fall back to zero and you have to start it all over again?
No, because Krishna says svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahatvabhayat. So even a little endeavor, then it goes a long way. So everything compounds. Every service adds up. Every service that we do, Krishna, Prabhupada would say, he takes note. There's no loss. And it isn't that you start all over again. That's material life, that you start all over again. Spiritual life is that you continue. But devotees have to recognize that that stage of devotional service is called Anishta Bhajana Kriya. It's unsteady devotional service, where due to the presence of impurities, anartas, bad habits within the heart, one becomes influenced by circumstances, by the rise of modes of material nature, particularly when ignorance and passion become dominant. That means when we associate with ignorant, passionate people, when we're in a place that's conducive for ignorance and passion, like a crowded beach or something, or a movie, then that will take away our enthusiasm for spiritual life, and it will then feed our material drives. It will feed them, and it will also give way to them. But devotional activities are always valid. The question is, does it add up? Does it all add up to what you're trying to get? And of course, ultimately, it's not that you can just add up things that you've done in a very neophyte stage of devotional service. It has to ultimately add up, and that service doesn't add up to attaining Krishna. That service adds up to attaining higher stages of devotion, like when you go to stairs. Yes, the first step that you make on the stairs is good, but it only gets you to the second stair, and the second stair only gets you to the third stair. It's not that because I made three steps, all of a sudden I'm at the top of the top floor. So one has to go step by step, and from anishta comes nishta bhajana kriya. One becomes steady, which means that one's attained a sufficient purification of heart, so that even though the modes may change, even though association may change, even though circumstances may change or not be so conducive, but it doesn't change one's momentum or one's advancement in Krishna consciousness. And that then becomes, that's really a madhyamadikari, a second class devotee. First class devotee, he sort of blows with the wind. And then devotional service becomes much more productive. And that qualifies us then for first class devotional service. So, and what's important in all of that is always good association amongst everything. Good association, it will inspire us, it will carry us, it will enable us to carry others. So that type of devotion, that type of association with devotees who really want to go back to Godhead. Sadasanga Sarva Siddhi Khoi. Is there anything on that?
Guru, I had a question. You were talking yesterday about going deeper into devotional service, and like Navarro Raja Mahima is, I guess I wanted to ask how to go deeper in a mature way.
One goes deeper by focusing, by being attentive to the devotional activity one is performing. So you chant Hare Krishna, you're very, very attentive to Krishna's holy name, and don't let the mind wander. Then the holy name will automatically take you deeper, like a whirlpool, it'll bring you down. When one's hearing, then what's very absorbed, when we're in philosophy, we want to understand why, Siddhanta Bodhyachitta, why and how do these things take place. We don't just read something and then, oh, that's interesting, but then we try to cross-reference it and find it and understand what are the sequence of thoughts that can lead us to further understanding of principles underlying Krishna and Krishna consciousness. Studying, one makes an effort. It's not this superficial practice. And then that again will happen when other one has association. Devotees are also inspired to do like that. Association is very, very important thing. Okay, let's stop there, and then we have a meeting and get ready. We're almost ready to go. Hare Krishna.